We're going to shift gears now to crypto because the crypto class of 2021 is out. There's been no shortage of surprises in the crypto markets this year. And one of the biggest is Dogecoin. If you had put, it's never good to do this, but if you had put $1,000 into Dogecoin at the beginning of the year, it would now be worth roughly 30 grand. So Yahoo Finance's senior crypto reporter, David Hollerith, is here to discuss the FOMO that I'm sure a lot of people are feeling as a result of that statistic that we just lobbed out there. David, just tell us, how did all of this start?
Yeah, just real quick, not financial advice, just sort of recapping the story here. So Dogecoin and other meme coins sort of took off this year. And, you know, we've had other big surprises in the crypto space, but most of those, at least after the fact, can be explained in a way that, you know, has sort of a legitimate answer. So Dogecoin was created in 2013 as a joke. It was largely meant to fuel, sort of to play off of the speculative nature that was being seen by Bitcoin and other assets. And up until this year, you know, it was largely just sort of driven by a community of online people who were fans of the cryptocurrency. So again, it has no limit to its supply issuance. That means it runs contrary to the value of most successful cryptocurrencies. But its performance also sort of flies in the face of, you know, what a lot of people in the crypto sector are sort of working towards, which is trying to make cryptocurrency have value outside of sort of a speculative nature. Now, Doge traded around one cent per token at the beginning of January. It quadrupled in 24 hours, the same week that Wall Street Bets traders sort of pumped up the prices of GameStop. Now, a week after that, Elon Musk got a hold of Dogecoin and he tweeted about it, and he called it the people's currency or the people's crypto. And that was sort of the watershed moment, if you will, for Doge. After that, we saw more celebrity endorsements. Mark Cuban opened up customers to sort of purchase tickets for Maverick games with Doge. And then in May, it climbed to its peak of 73 cents per token. So that's a 5-month gain since January of 13,000%. Now Doge trades about 76% lower, which is still 1,200% increase from where it was a year ago. So it's still huge in terms of surpassing the expectations for something that, you know, I think that skeptics and also cryptocurrency enthusiasts might argue has relatively little fundamental value. I mean, but again, cryptocurrencies in general, they don't trade on cash flows. So just a few other highlights to bring up. You know, Robinhood announced in their second quarter earnings that crypto accounted for about more than 50% of their overall transaction revenue. And of that crypto revenue, Dogecoin accounted for 60%. So Dogecoin has been a huge boon for online brokers. Yeah. And just in general terms of search, Dogecoin has been ranked in the US this year as the number one cryptocurrency searched on Google Trends. So this was reported by a financial advisor company. So it beat out Bitcoin and Ethereum. And then also, interestingly enough, you know, there's been gobs of other sort of Dogecoin derivatives, the most popular of which was Shiba Inu coin. Shiba Inu coin took fourth place. So it's interesting to see that, you know, despite, you know, what a lot of people would say, you know, these cryptocurrencies, these particularly like meme coins don't really have any kind of value. Popularity is sort of driving the value of these things, and it sort of flies in the face of sort of the larger crypto economy.
Yeah, and having Elon Musk, you know, tweet about it has been a big boost for Doge throughout the year, although the fact that he has accepted it now for Tesla merch really hasn't given it a juice since. And if you bought Doge, as you said, when he hosted SNL, he'd still be off about 3/4. But of course, a lot of the attention has shifted to some of those other meme coins you mentioned there, including Shiba. And I do wonder, you know, how big of a kind of event it is where it's just stealing kind of some of the momentum from Bitcoin, and whether some of that could come back. Because you look at Bitcoin's dominance, David, over the last year, it's come down quite a bit in terms of its share of the overall crypto market cap as some of the enthusiasm has kind of shifted into these meme coins. You know, we see that kind of back and forth, but the trend line has been Bitcoin's losing out to a lot of these others.
Yeah, Zach, I totally agree with that. I think that in terms of Bitcoin losing market share, I think more of the concern would be for, you know, these sort of smart contract platforms. But again, I think Bitcoin has somewhat of a more of a competitive moat, being in that it's sort of the first, and it kind of has this store of value narrative relative to, you know, these other blockchains that are sort of trying to do multiple other things. Now, the meme coins in general, they sort of break the credibility, I think, in terms of cryptocurrency as a whole, what it means to the average person. But I don't think it takes away a lot. I think that a lot of the traders who are interested in SHIB and Doge aren't necessarily the people who are building, you know, things for Bitcoin or these other, you know, applications or blockchains. So I'm sort of like hesitant to say that more than anything, it's a credibility breaker.
Yeah, love them or hate them, it's brought a lot of attention to crypto, has us talking about it yet again here as one of those top stories of the year. Of course, a lot of people had made money on the run-up. Not sure if anyone timed the top, but David Hollerith bringing us a closer look there at Dogecoin. Appreciate that.